brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today, this 30th day of September 2009. On this Wednesday edition, we're going to get updates from Montana with the, quote, American police force, this shadowy foreign organization that won't even tell local news, or the governor of Montana, or the state legislature, who funds them, where they come from, and what they're doing. Another shadowy development is that this $27 million prison internment facility was built in the last 2 years. Now they're expanding it with unnamed millions of dollars of expansion. And yesterday and last night, no exaggeration, I watched three or four CNN pieces, more than 10 Montana pieces from different TV stations over the last year, speculating about what the camp is, and now they just admit it is being designated as a Guantanamo Bay facility for terrorists. And then I went and pulled up other articles from earlier this year where Obama, even when he was president-elect, before he was sworn in January, was saying that they would probably move the prisoners to camps inside the U.S. and also keep U.S. terrorists there. I pulled up another report admitting that they're already at a former supermax in Montana, keeping animal rights activists and other people, and that their families, quote, can't visit them. So very, very, very bizarre. And then you add to that, the shadowy American police force will not answer questions to media, national or local. They will not say where their funding's coming from. They will not say why they showed up in black SUVs a week ago, with the name of the Montana town on the side of the vehicle saying that they were the new police force. So we're going to go over some of those clips today and break that down, get an update from folks in Montana on that. Then in the third hour, we have Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., an expert on Iran. We'll get his take on the hype that's taking place and the calls for military strikes on that country, different international bodies, the United Nations, UN Security Council, and others meeting today into the next few days, quote, deciding what to do. They're already basically agreed on very hard sanctions against Iran. And this is a giant hoax on its face. Iran, 2 weeks ago, announced that they were getting ready in the next few months to complete another uranium enrichment facility. The media engaged in a massive hoax saying, oh my gosh, we caught them red-handed. We found a secret nuke base with A-bombs, basically. And then a few days later, they said, oh, we mean they announced it and told us where it was, but sneakily. And they're in trouble, and they may nuke us. And so it's just part two of Iraq. Total and complete lies, but the lie is so bold and so over the top, some people are being suckered again and again and again. As P.T. Barnum said, a sucker is born every minute. A sucker is born every second nowadays, with the population being so much larger on this planet. These are the same people that lie to the public on every front. And so we'll be breaking that down today as well. But I know that a lot of you from Montana and surrounding areas want to comment on the old National Guard bases being turned into makeshift prisons and, quote, local county fusion centers, federalizing your local police. I want to open the phones up to talk about the economy, the FEMA camps, Obama's plunging approval ratings, all these new fake terror alerts they're issuing, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, 30th day of September, 2009. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. We're going to be taking phone calls throughout the entire broadcast. Sandy, WC, Steve, Dave, Patrick, everybody, we're going to be going to you here in just a few minutes. You know, they're telling us that we have a jobless recovery now here in the United States because they're measuring the economy off of how the financial system is doing. And since 23.7 trillion, and again, that number's now 2 months old, every 2 months or so, so they're due out any time. The Federal Reserve tells us, oh, we've taken this much money now, but we won't tell you where it went. It was probably over $28 trillion, judging on the trend chart. But we know it's $23.7 trillion, over $50 trillion worldwide. And so because they have engorged themselves on $20-plus trillion here in the U.S. and $50 trillion total worldwide, they say the economy is doing absolutely wonderful as the tent cities pop up and as people lose their jobs or get put on part-time or go off the unemployment rolls. And on average, we have been losing several hundred thousand jobs a month. Employers cut 254,000 jobs in September so far, larger than expected, CNBC reports. U.S. private employers cut a larger than expected 254,000 jobs in September, though this was less than the revised 277,000 jobs lost in August. A report by a private Employment Service said on Wednesday. Also, they are reporting record loss in manufacturing jobs and overall manufacturing capacity in the United States. But guess what sector grew at a record clip in the last month? The government. They are hiring and raising lots of new taxes and squeezing the slaves as people scurry around trying to make ends meet. And as the stock market continues to drop today. Also, finally, mainstream media, I saw CNN this morning reporting it, reports on healthcare workers refusing to take the forced inoculations in New York State and protesting in multiple cities from Albany to New York City in New York yesterday. But CNN said, well, they just don't want to be made to take it first. But see, here's the issue. Obama's saying nobody has to take this, though they're announcing that they're forcing, with no law, police departments, fire departments, medical workers across the country to take shots. And there is another announcement today on the flu front. Military to get mandatory swine flu shots soon. This out of the Associated Press. U.S. military troops will begin getting required swine flu shots in the next week to 10 days, with active duty forces deploying to war zones and other critical areas along the front to the vaccine line, a top military commander said Tuesday. But multiple major, and this is in my stack, we're going to cover it later after calls, major newspapers in Canada report the government is showing that their studies are indicating that the swine flu shot in trials in Canada in the last month and a half is actually causing outbreaks of the flu. So again, Canadian newspapers reporting that government studies show that the swine flu shots are actually spreading it. Well, of course. What a genius plan. I'm also going to get into the latest developments in Hardin, Montana, with the shadowy group American Police Force telling the governor and the legislature. Now the governor and legislature have weighed in on Billings Television and other TV stations in Montana. Of all places, the newspapers in California are reporting on what's happening as well. The San Jose Mercury News is reporting and also quoting us, saying, oh, right-wing talk show host Alex Jones says that they've got local Hardin Police Department decals on American Police Force, the private contracting mercenary firm's cars. Alex Jones is scaring people saying this. No, it's on the Billings TV. It's on the Little Bighorn and Hardin TV channel. It's in the Billings Gazette. But this is what the mainstream media will do nationally. Like Fox News repeatedly has said, Alex Jones says there's been deaths in Europe from different flu vaccine trials this year. No, Bloomberg and the London Telegraph say that. Now, Alex Jones says they've got contracts for mass graves in Indiana and New York and other states. No, the Department of Cemeteries in New York document and others say that, and now it's become mainstream news. Other newspapers report months ago, Alex Jones says that we're already under a UN level 6 threat, back when they were telling the public we were at level 4. And then it came out later that we were indeed under that. No, I posted the secret document I got from a state official here in Austin that gave it into my hand with the names of the state board and the doctors meeting with the feds in April. And I'm not tooting my horn here. It's just that 95% of the time when I cover something, it's already from a document or from the news or from eyewitness reports that can be confirmed. 5% of the time I speculate, and I openly say we are speculating when we speculate. But it's just very, very frustrating. Along the line of martial law preparations across the country, we've seen Schenectady, New York mayor say, oh, we want martial law in the town. We don't have enough police, even though they've tripled the number of their police the last 12 years in that town, following the national average, the same as the national average. And we saw Birmingham, Alabama a month ago say, oh, we may ask to put troops on the streets of Birmingham because we've got a shortage of police. Another lie, they've got record police. That was in the local paper there. And I see these reports every couple days now. Remember about 8 months ago before Blagojevich got in real trouble? He went out and gave a press conference and said, we're going to use the National Guard and gun confiscation door-to-door statewide, and I played the press conference here on air. Then people wrote articles about me saying Alex says the governor's getting ready for gun confiscation door-to-door, or Alex says that Chicago police have announced they're going to shoot you if you flee in a car or on foot in the back. No, that was CBS News, Chicago. Well, this latest report is from PR Inside. This is a press release put out by Andy Martin. Andy Martin says emergency measures are needed to stem the tide of violence in Chicago. U.S. Senate candidate Andy Martin calls for the imposition of martial law in Chicago. This is his press release. This is not me saying this. This is the mayor of Schenectady. This is the city council of Birmingham. This is what's happening in Tennessee and in Texas and in Arizona and in Kentucky. And you can go to this PR press release by him, andy4ussenator.com. Why don't you go read it from him, office Senate website. It makes my head spin. And then I've got all these articles. Every day I Google the term New World Order, thousands of new articles per day now. Not per week, per day, thousands of new ones calling for world government, world taxes, and the end of the dollar. Here's the Washington Times. Dollars, days of dominance may end. That's the type of news I have in my stack. But I want to go to your calls from people being forced to take the flu shot, or your husbands or wives being forced, it being pushed on your children. Many schools around the country, and I have a stack of news on that, are saying, you know what? You want to come to school? You got to take the seasonal flu shot and the H1N shot, H1N1 shot, and another shot. Obama says three shots. They say, well, maybe just two or maybe three. And then there's no law. They just say, we're going to kick you out of school if you don't take the shot through policy. And then we're going to charge you with truancy. And that's how criminal charges then are brought into effect and kick in. So just absolute color of law and fraud and racketeering going on. It is wall to wall. So I want to hear from you on that. I want to hear from folks in Montana. All sorts of weird military and FBI and FEMA drills going in. Obviously part of the expansion of NLE-09 that's still ongoing. Sandy in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm Mr. Jones. The thing I've called and tell you about today is on Fox News or one of the stations, they said that a boy in England died from the shot. Okay, they shut it up. I hadn't heard anything else about it. And another thing, they just announced on the television here on Fox News about they're setting up tents on outside of these hospitals. Okay, I live in a rural area, but there's also several of these little rural towns that's already come down with the flu, you know.
Yeah, do you want me to give you what's happening in both cases?
Yeah.
Okay, A, there have been a bunch of different flu trials with different vaccines and with different variants of the bird flu and different variants of the swine flu. H1N1 is its proper name. And there have been deaths, but they've preemptively gone in and told all the nurses and doctors that it's impossible for this to hurt you. There is no mercury. There is no adjuvant, though it's on all the inserts. And we've posted scans on InfoWars and Prison Planet on both our big sites of the actual inserts. You can go to the pharmacy, ask for the insert, read it for yourself, go turn the news on, they'll tell you it's not in there. Just total lying, because they've already been lying so much, why not just go for broke? So, yes, an internal CDC document say it's causing neurological disorders and brain damage. So, yes, that's going on. Now, on the second subject, you were bringing up tent cities. Or tent emergency centers. The first place to do this back in April was Dell Children's Center. It's all over the news here. They create the hype. They create the fear. They've set him up in Houston as well, other groups. And parents are panicking, bringing any kids in that are sick from the cold or anything else. They're going into tents as if there's an overflow. They're staging all of this for mass pandemic to create as much fear as possible.
Yes, sir, but they also said down there where they had the trials of the down there in Australia that people, they give the shots to, is getting nauseous and sick, and it's like I, like you said about this new world order. Well, I live in a small town. And
stay there, ma'am. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Sandy.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Straight on to the New World Order. I've had a chance to read the whole Globe World Exclusive Obama's Secret Enemies list. revealed 25 names who president wants to silence and why. Bill Clinton reportedly running the operation. I believe this is somewhat of an accurate report. I'll tell you why, give you some of the background on that coming up when we start the next hour. We've also got some of the witnesses coming on to the police riots of the G20, some of the people that were arrested, some of the court cases that are already being heard yesterday and today, and some of the witnesses to the police dressed up like anarchists out causing problems, smashing people's cameras. And, of course, I've got the anarchists then emailing me saying, how dare you say we're police? These were obviously big police doing this. We caught them in Denver. They admit they did it. We caught them in Canada. This is mainline news. It's not saying all anarchists are doing this or all anarchists are cops. But that's what the anarchists do. They build straw men. They say we've said things that we're not saying. And that's why they're so disingenuous on average. I'm not saying there aren't reasonable, real anarchists out there that aren't doing these things. But all the big anarchist sites are calling for violence and calling for disruptions. That only feeds into the police operation. So I'm sure there are some real idiots out there causing problems and that want anarchy in society that only helps the globalists and their motto, order out of chaos. I'll go back to Sandy. Sandy, what was your point about being out in the country?
Well, like I said, I live out in the country. My husband and I, we used to farm and ranch and had a little farm and, you know, a little ranch. And we quit that. That was back in the 80s because they started shipping all the beef in from Central America, Costa Rica, and stuff like that. And the small farmers just could not stay in business.
And now they're passing the animal ID, premises ID, to fully shut down those that are barely holding on, yes.
That's right. And just a couple of months ago, and these doctors is also involved in, well, not all doctors, but the biggest majority of them is involved in this New World Order, too. It was about a month ago, let's see, my husband's type of person, he refuses to go to see a doctor, you know, because they gave him something that made him sick. So anyhow, about a month ago, I had protective services come out to my house. They gave me a psychology test. And,
well, ma'am, you shouldn't have even talked to them. Ma'am, they had no warrant. And then they ask you to be reasonable and talk to them, but they're not reasonable. They're trying to make up a quack report to claim you're mentally ill so they can steal your property. These are hardcore criminals.
And it's like I said, I couldn't get a lawyer. They wouldn't let me get a lawyer. They had my phone all tied up. I tried to get a hold of you and stuff, and they just kept the phone tied up.
So did they grab your husband?
No, they did not. My husband told him, said, look, I'm not being abused. My wife is not abusing me. And they told
me... Well, see, ma'am, stay there, Sandy. What they've done is they've run out of kids to snatch over a million a year. So now they're out snatching old people, especially property owners. And just when they show up, don't answer the door. The police can't come in without a warrant. But the CPS or elder services trick you and go, look, just be reasonable. We just want to check on you. Then they come in and say, you're beating your husband. Oh, look, he's got a spot on his arm, as if old people don't, you know, all start having that. And then or he falls down and bruises himself, or an old folks slip and fall. And then they come grab him. Have you seen the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny? They just want to get the clutches on him, pump him full of morphine, kill him deader than a hammer at a hospice, and then they can come in and get your property and move into it.
Absolutely right. And it's like so they told me that if I did not cooperate with them, that I was going to be labeled as a terrorist.
So where do you live, and who are these scumbag filth?
Well, they're from the Texas Protective Service, what they was from. And I try to, of course, I guess I raise my voice at them, but geez.
And, you know, they just feed on you good country people. Oh, I tell you, I'm so sick of this trash. I've seen them feeding on old folks here in Austin. They're nothing but wolves. Listen, do you have any family in the area?
Because, I can't exactly tell you that on the phone because I live a sort of a private life.
I understand, ma'am.
And I have to worry about mine and my husband's security because I'm watch over my shoulder.
Well, ma'am, tell me how it ended. Tell me how it ended with the filth. Tell me how it ended with them.
Well, anyhow, they wanted to come in my house. I did not let them. I have
good.
I have a little old shop out there. It's just a little old resale shop. I let him come out there, and that's when the guy gave me the psychology test. He said,
and he said you were a terrorist.
Yeah. They said,
stay there, ma'am.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
You can't imagine how they're robbing old people, how they're taking their houses and property. When I first got started in 1995, that was the first stories I ran into, because old folks would see me on TV or locally and call me up and they'd say, I'm getting $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. And they would come out and then put fines on them and then take their property, send police to their houses and arrest them. And then I would go to the city council people's houses and show them with 3-foot grass in neighborhoods and tarps on their roofs and mosquitoes breeding and buckets of water. And then hundreds and hundreds of old people started calling me. And it was always the same MO. They'd have surgery. They'd be visited by a social worker in the hospital. They would then put the order through to the city to start putting fines on their houses to get them. These are hardcore criminals, and they're operating in every town and city in the country. And now it's coming out all over national news how they'll go out in the country and pass a retroactive rule, no grandfathering, saying, yeah, you got a gravel road going to your house off the highway. $1,000, $2,000 a day fines seem to be par for the course. Then when you don't pay it, they take it to county court, take your property. If you don't come off the property, SWAT team shows up, and every couple of weeks I hear about an old guy or old woman gunned down inside their house. Or they tear gas them and get them out. High five, property's theirs. And that's how government rolls. Remember seeing stories the last few months how government officials are moving in to repossess homes in these programs now. I mean, they know what they're doing. Now, Sandy, finishing up. So you had a little shop behind your house. And you said you'd meet with them there. And then the social worker was also, I guess, a psychologist, or claimed they were, and did a psychological test. You know, you have a Fifth Amendment. They didn't have a warrant. You don't have to talk to the scum. But when did this Nazi, this Soviet, this commissar, this creature, when did he start threatening you, saying you're a terrorist?
Well, see, they come up here and they said, well, if I didn't talk to him, first of all, the lady came by and she left her card out there. She didn't even knock on the door or nothing. And that was on the 7th or 17th of 09. And when I try to get a hold of her after all this is over with, these people don't even exist anymore. You can't get a hold of them. You can't find out what their names is. You can't, because I called her.
Oh, yeah, when the CPS was trying to take one of my employees' kids. When the CPS was trying to take one of my employees' children for literally no reason, it became a big scandal in the local TV and newspapers here in Texas, Central Texas. They wouldn't even say their names. And they check everybody at gym class for bruises on their knees, bruises anywhere, and they try to take them. And they strip search them and then lie about it and then later have to admit it. And, ma'am, it'd just be best not to talk to them. They don't have a warrant. It's never good to talk to these criminals. They're just there to meet a quota. They have quotas on children they need to kidnap. The adoption agencies tell them we want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed two-year-old. They go out and start hunting in the schools for them. So just God bless you, ma'am. Sorry, but now the criminals are leaving you alone?
Well, as I know of, they are. Because, like I said, I have went around and told several people what happened to me. But I got the feeling that they're going to label me as a terrorist. Because I'm
Wait, so they didn't say you'd be a terrorist?
They're going to label me as a terrorist. They said the police officer that came out here, at least he said he was a police officer.
Oh.
And
what did he say?
He was with the sheriff's department. Well, he said if I didn't apologize to his dispatcher, he would arrest me and I'll be labeled as a, right now I'm a suspect as a terrorist.
Oh, he did say that.
Yes.
Ma'am, don't be scared. You don't have to say your full name or what. But what county is this?
This is in Jasper County.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am. God bless you. Call us if you have any other problems. I remember before 9/11, all the training manuals saying gun ownership, being a veteran, being a constitutionalist, talking about the Constitution, making frequent references to the Constitution. These are quotes, by the way. Means you're a terrorist. And I kept telling everybody, this has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Then I read the Patriot Act back in October of 2001 when they passed it in the dead of night with no one being able to read it. I read it 2 days after they passed it when they made it public. And Section 802 said all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Now that's openly admitted, and we've played the Senate talking about it and admitting it. And that it's used tens of thousands of times a year per state. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution. Totally criminal, rogue government. And it is the same thing now with the DHS reports and the MIAC report. Look, it's all for us. You understand? And they're the only part of the country growing industry is police and spies and social workers and tattletales, and they're recruiting your kids in school publicly. Wait till you see Fall of the Republic. It's just unbelievable. It has like a 15-minute segment just on that. Let's talk to WC in Texas. You're on the air, WC.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I tell you what, these older folks out here in our country, I'm so glad they're still alive and kicking because they got more fight and spunk than a lot of these pride-cutting men out here who think they're tough. So I'm glad every day.
You're right. All the big tough guys, if they show up, they just hand their baby right over and say, have fun raping my child, shooting him up with drugs. And then I'm serious. They just roll over. But when you walk into a grocery store past one, they'll kind of walk in your way and act tough. They're real tough. But they just love rolling over to the government, don't they?
Yeah, just go up and tell them, say, hey, buddy, you're on the list. Kind of just plant a little seed on them, you know.
Then they'll crap their pants.
Yeah, they ought to. But what I wanted to ask you, sir, because your opinion means a lot to me, I've been speaking with some of these LaRouche people, and they come off as good folks, highly, highly educated. And I got to talking with a few of them about the swine flu vaccine, and we were talking about Ron Paul and other avenues of information that I use because I don't just feed at one water fountain. I try to go to many and get all the facts that I can. Well, the lady that I was speaking with, again, highly educated, and the older ones they refer to as boomers, she told me, she goes, oh, well, if Lynn doesn't tell you, you don't have to worry about it. And I looked at her almost kind of like, lady, are you serious? I mean, that's very cultish-like. And I mentioned your name and other folks' name, and it was nails on a chalkboard to them, man. I mean, it was like, oh, don't even mention him, all this stuff. And I'm thinking, because I'm trying to tell him, say, hey, why don't we all combine forces and we can do this. We can establish a Hamiltonian banking system and all this stuff that they talk about. It's just like, well, I called Dr. Stan and asked him, and he used the analogy that they're like snake venom. 95% of what they say is true. It's just that 5% is what gets you, just like 5% of snake venom is what kills you.
And listen, I hear you, WC. Look, I don't make my show about critiquing all the other little political action groups that are out there. And that's a tip to other radio shows and websites. All they do, half of our energy gets spent critiquing each other and exaggerating things about other groups and attacking other groups of people. And I'm not saying you're doing that, WC. It's just that I don't make my show about groups that aren't taking over my life. The federal government is controlled by foreign offshore banks on record. They are bankrupting my country and my children's future. They are setting up FEMA camps. They are setting up face scanning and license plate reading cameras everywhere. They are putting in the naked body scanners in all the major airports. It's going in nationwide. 214, that's basically all the big airports. Houston just got them. We've got to audit the Fed. We have got to warn people about the Gardasil shot that's killing people and maiming people en masse on record. We've got to warn people about the regular seasonal flu shot and all the problems associated with it and the even more dangerous H1N1. Now, that said, again, Lyndon LaRouge is not taking over my life. Lyndon LaRouge is not the one trying to raise my property taxes. That said, their analysis of the British oligarchy and the Anglo-American establishment is stunningly accurate, and it's really good research. But then they would do stuff like, say, Bill Clinton was good when he was in office, but Al Gore was bad when they all work on the same team. And so they do mix in things that they know are patently false, in my opinion. Also, one time I saw, well, they had an Access TV show that was a national show that they aired on Access in Austin. I think in like 97, I was already on the air at the time for a few years. And they said, call and get a free intelligence report. So I called the number and got a really hard sale to give money and to subscribe to it. And they kept calling me and really trying pushy cultic tactics on me out of their Houston office. So I never really talked to them again, other than the fact that they'll call here from the national office and say, do you want to interview Lyndon LaRouge? And I go, I say, sure. And they call back and go, well, you got to interview these three people first. And I just say, no, thank you. And they always call back wanting to get on the show. So I don't touch the LaRougeites with a 10-foot pole. That said, answering your question, Webster Tarpley was one of their chief analysts. He is a real political mind. I disagree with some of his conclusions or his solutions, but I agree with his analysis. It's spot on. And he's shown himself to really have a lot of foresight and really is a versatile historian, has a doctorate in history, has a PhD, and he has a doctorate in economics, and he's very scholarly. He's a Fulbright scholar, I believe, going from memory, one, top of his class. But the issue is he left them, and he says that it's a messianic cult built around Lyndon LaRouge. But, again, you asked me the question, I hate to even go there. Because it is not Lyndon LaRouge taking over our lives. You know, that's the same thing about me. I mean, let's just say I'm bad. Because a lot of people take kernels of truth and build lies on them, or more often than not, total whole cloth lies about me. And then it becomes this entire subculture and cottage industry of attacking me. And that's fine. As long as people don't waste their time defending me. I desperately want to warn people about not taking the Gardasil shot and the flu shot. They're trying to make all this mandatory. They're trying to set the precedent right now with this H1N1. More than anything, that's what this is, a federal precedent, a UN takeover precedent under World Health Organization rules. That's what this is really all about. And we are at the cusp of major change. We are now inside the New World Order. And so people constantly say, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? Ladies and gentlemen, you know that you are good. You know that you care about liberty. You know that you are a leader. So start a website, start a radio show, start a local newspaper, start a local newsletter, whatever. Go to city council. Speak out on issues. Get involved now. We do not have time to screw around, okay? We do not have time to play games anymore. And the reason I'm on the White House enemies list, we're going to cover some of this next hour, is because I have been accurate. I have gotten people motivated. When you ask people that have woken up to the New World Order, and a lot of people have done this, and Ron Paul's talked about it on air, about 8 times out of 10, up until about a year ago, they would say, Alex Jones woke me up. Now it's more like about 60% of the time they say Alex Jones woke me up, and about 40% of the time they say Ron Paul did. And that's great. I don't like being the Lone Ranger. I don't like being the most effective. It's a very dangerous position. I'm happy to walk point a lot of the time, but I need to have other people walk point so that there's just not one target out here. It's an idea. They can get flesh and blood. They can shut me down or kill me or set me up or demonize me, whatever. But the idea of liberty and freedom and standing up against the New World Order is invincible, is unstoppable, is transcendent. And so that's why I tell folks, when the establishment tries to attack me and others, and when they try to attack Ron Paul, when you see the establishment attacking people, and when you see them doing it from the biggest media in the country and the world to the lowest level and the alternative media, you have to know that most of that, put it this way, the establishment stirs the pot. And then other people join in a snowball effect, a mockingbird effect. A mockingbird will copy a lawn. It's a state bird of Texas. It'll copy a lawnmower. It'll copy a dog barking. It'll copy a baby crying. It'll copy car alarms. And that's what the public does. They know the public is disenfranchised. The public is angry. The public knows they're losing their standard of living. The public knows they're going into tyranny. The public knows they're being lied to. The only hope the establishment have is playing us off against each other. Black against white. Old against young. Racial issues, religious diversions, religious divisions, starting new wars, balkanization, divide and conquer, the great game, as the British call it, at every level. And so that is our enemy. We need to be focused on the real government, the illegitimate, private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve, which is nothing more than the private regional governorship over the power to issue currency and credit. That's the only issue. That's it. When you come to the power structure, you deal with that, you decapitate that politically, you expose that, you bypass. I mean, how ridiculous is it that we spend all day fighting over Obama and Bush and McCain and Sarah Palin, and they use that left-right paradigm, that's their biggest divider all over the world, so that we fight with each other and we're divided out of the gates when both parties are bought and paid for. And I know that people can intellectually get that, but can you get that in your gut? I've been beating the drum for 14 years about the left-right paradigm, the left-right culture, the left-right system, the red state, blue state garbage. And they have little differences on the surface, and the Democrats and Republicans do fight with each other. But it's just like two managers, say, at IBM at a regional level who work for the same company but fight with each other. Doesn't matter. They work for the same company. And, yes, they really hate each other in some cases. More often than not, they're intermarried and hang out and, you know, do have fights from time to time. It's just like my office. We got people in my office, who some of them who don't really like each other, but they still work for me. You understand? They overall are taking orders from Alex Jones. Well, it's the same thing with the government. The government's run by the private banks. And the Republicans and Democrats may have some differences and struggle over the management positions, but they still work for the private banking shareholders. So we identify them, which is starting to happen. And once that process starts, it's very hard to reverse. They're trying. And so the only way they can attack the Patriot, the Liberty, the Anti-New World Order movement, the group that really knows what's going on and needs to be out there educating the general public, who's ready to wake up, who is now receptive to the truth, if they can just get us fighting with each other, and we've caught the government funding groups doing this, it's come out in Congress, and they've targeted myself and others in congressional hearings. If I'm now on the White House enemies list, for heaven's sakes, in the top 25 people. If they can do that, they're going to win. Now, if we're able to get past that and realize this agenda, and if we're able to set aside our petty differences and move forward, overall, I think the LaRouche Group does a lot of good. I just think as any old organization, they develop weird behaviors. But side issue on that. The point is we need to stop infighting with each other and focus on the real power structure. If we don't do that, we're dead.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Words for you are lies. watching CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC this morning. I took an hour jog on the treadmill. And it just really hit me that they know they're lying when they read off those teleprompters. I mean, I know the people writing the information for the teleprompters know they're lying, but they have that younger guy, I forget his name, they're on Fox in the morning, paired up with the blondes. They have different blondes on there, every, seems like every day. And when he said, yes, what do you think's in this Iranian facility? He started stuttering. He went, I know the people don't trust our intelligence anymore from the WMDs in Iraq, but they do have them, don't they? And he was just radiating, I'm a big fat liar. The body language was screaming, I'm a liar and I don't like this. He was guilty. I mean, he was almost like saying, I'm a liar. He was stuttering. He was stammering. He was blinking. He looked guilty. He almost retched. He had to look down to make himself say it. Because when you're lying about a country that's going to get bombed and hundreds of thousands are probably going to die, let me tell you, that's a big spiritual border to cross. When you take part in Iraq, and in killing over a million Iraqis in the last 6.5 years, let me tell you, that's some bad mojo you're taking on your back. And it's a big deal to sit up there on TV talking to 3, 4, 5 million people. That's what an average Fox audience is, depending on the show. But at least 2 million people. And to sit there and lie to them and tell them there's WMDs in Iran. I mean, they know it's a complete hoax. In fact, speaking of that, here's the London Guardian today. Georgian attack ahead of war with Russia, unjustifiable in law, says EU. EU investigation also concludes South Ossetia irregular forces violated rules of war. And it goes on to try to tell a new lie. But I remember on 888, a year and 2 months ago, roughly, I was suckered for about an hour because, I mean, I can't believe that CNN and Fox would go on TV with the president of Georgia and say, Russia has snuck attack us for no reason, help us, we're under attack, when it had been on, because I'd gotten up that morning, it had already been on the news for about 8 hours, but it was only in European news that Georgian forces backed by U.S., Israeli, and NATO forces had launched sneak attacks inside the peacekeeper bases. They had peacekeepers next to the Russians in the same buildings, and they were slitting their throats. They were doing special forces tactics of shooting them up at close range and stabbing them in the kidney and grabbing them around from behind and slitting their throats. And they went on the news for 3 or 4 days and said Russia had snuck attack. Now, folks, that is lying. That is bold and bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you, that's bold. So bold, I went on the radio, I printed the articles and was watching CNN, went in, got on at 11 and said, well, they say Russia's attacking Georgia. And then I started getting the emails and foreign news articles, and then suddenly CNN went, well, it's not clear who attacked first. And then it's just amazing. That's the same thing with Iran. Iran 2 weeks ago goes, oh, we're opening a new facility in the next few months, one of many. And they go, we've caught a secret facility. We've caught them. We've got to attack them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.